The Sweetest of Traditions by Anthony Germani. It's Christmas time. The tree is up, carols are playing on the radio, and there's eggnog everywhere. But for a while, we stop the festivities of the season and start our own. Can you smell that? The sweet, thick smell of a cake in the oven? Or in this case, possibly two or three cakes. Maybe even a pie. This is the smell of my house a couple of days before our annual dessert party. Over 10 years ago, the exact date lost to time and bad memory. The first party was planned. My parents invited a few of their friends, mostly physicists at the time, and made a couple of cakes. Of course, now the party is more than a couple of desserts, some appetizers, and some physicists. Over the years, it has escalated and evolved. More people were invited each year. Naturally, they made more desserts. We usually begin planning weeks in advance. We need to figure out who to invite, what to make, and how much stuff we need to buy for it. Eggs, butter, and sugar are coveted around this time. After the ingredients are bought and stored, and all, or at least most, of the invitations sent, we start making the first of our desserts. Frostings are made and refrigerated for later. Soon after, the cookies are baked. No one can resist stealing a few of the crisp treats. The day before is hectic. All of the layers are baked, and the filling and crust for the pies are made. My dad stays up late. Sometimes I help, but I usually just get in his way. He is a baking machine on that day, running around the kitchen, doing three things at once. The day of, everything is set up. Cakes are frosted, pies are baked, and I make chocolate mousse. The house fills slowly but surely with people, talking and eating. There is hardly an unoccupied square foot of our house. This is the pinnacle of happiness. Good friends, a full house, and a plate filled with desserts. Try the chocolate raspberry cake. It's the best.